Last May, the Manchester Fire Department opened its doors to anyone looking for treatment for drug and alcohol abuse. Since then, the Safe Station program has helped more than 1,000 people take the first step toward recovery. Nashua and Auburn have launched their own Safe Station, and communities in Massachusetts and as far away as the Bronx are considering it as well. But while the first-of-its-kind program is being hailed as a lifesaver, NHPR's Paige Sutherland reports bringing Safe Station to other parts of New Hampshire may prove difficult.
Last month, during the season's first snowstorm, I spent the day at Manchester's Central Fire Station. Within moments of my arrival...
There's one right now.
Someone had come in looking for help for a drug addiction, like this 61-year-old man, a painter from Bow, who switched to heroin after using prescription painkillers for a bad back. After a quick medical exam, he was escorted to a state-funded treatment center a block away by Manchester Fire Chief Dan Goonan.
You were in treatment before?
No.
How long you been using?
3 or 4 years.
3 or 4 years, yeah. Ready to stop?
I tried before, I couldn't do it. And I tried this time, I just can't do it. I just can't do it on my own.
Nope, it's difficult. You're not the, this is like a...
It's got you when I hate it, you know. Once it's got you, you're done.
Chris Hickey is the EMS officer for the department and an architect of Safe Station. He says he got the idea after a relative of a coworker walked into the central station looking for help for a heroin addiction. 3 weeks later, the program had spread to all 10 of Manchester's fire stations.
One of the driving forces for this program was the fact that people just had nowhere else to turn. You know, just because you've called and you have a spot in a program and you're on a waiting list doesn't mean, oh, magically you're now sober. So we just wanted to make sure that they had some place to go that going to give them the encouragement that they needed to stay with it.
Hickey says many who come through Safe Station have run out of options, such as 25-year-old Madison Peterson of Farmington, who in October walked into Manchester's Central Station.
You know, I called around and I didn't have any insurance at the time because I lost my job. So I called around for different detoxes, and there's not much around New Hampshire right now for detoxes or anything. If there are, they're full. So I really couldn't find anywhere to go.
Firefighters took Peterson to Serenity Place, a state-funded treatment facility a short walk from Central Station. They found him a place to stay and enrolled him in the facility's RAT program, which tries to connect each client to the appropriate level of care. Peterson, who says he's been sober for 3 months now, is in an intensive outpatient program and volunteering part-time at Serenity Place. While Safe Station receives no direct funding from the state, Serenity Place was awarded almost $2 million last year to expand its services, as well as help direct patients to outside care, ranging from detox to long-term residential. There are still waiting lists for most levels of care throughout the state, but Executive Director Stephanie Bergeron says no one who comes in through Safe Station is turned away.
There's a lot of tears in the morning, and it's usually of like joy, like, yeah, you had breakfast, you had a place to stay, and here you are, you know, doing 9 a.m. group, and you'll go meet with your case manager after we're really going to make this happen.
To keep up with the increased demand, though, Bergeron says Serenity Place has hired 6 new staff members and expects to hire more. Safe Station is still a work in progress, she says, but it's already making a difference.
We're at like a 60% success rate because we get about 30 people a month off to residential treatment where we have releases signed and we're still talking to case managers and they're coming back to us. Not just, I'm not using heroin anymore. That's not really success.
It's too soon to say whether Safe Station will result in fewer overdoses in Manchester. From last May when Safe Station was launched through December, there were 509 overdoses and 49 deaths. That's a slight drop from the same 8-month period in 2015. But Chief Dan Goonan says those numbers don't tell the whole picture.
This crisis would be worse if we didn't have Safe Station. That's how I justify it. You know, and we are seeing a dip in 3 months' time when you average 5 people that are alive now. You know, how do you put a price on that?
Despite its success, Safe Station, though, may be tough to replicate in many New Hampshire communities Fire stations have to be manned 24/7, and more importantly, there needs to be both a treatment center and an emergency shelter nearby. The state's drug czar, James Vera, made that clear when speaking to the state's executive council back in September.
Manchester has available resources that a place like Concord just certainly wouldn't have. So you have to look at them and temper that with the fact that these approaches may not all work. Now, Safe Station is a great access point for people who are suffering, but they also have available resources like Serenity Place, which many of your districts wouldn't have.
That was the case for Madison Peterson in his hometown of Farmington. Peterson says if he didn't make the hour-and-a-half trip to Manchester, he might be dead of an overdose or in jail.
When I first came here, I weighed 120 pounds. I was a bag of bones. And now I'm up to 150, 160 now, and I feel great. I can actually smile now. And it's great. I love it.
Peterson says he wants to become a drug recovery coach. In 5 years, he'd like to have a home and a family. But for now, he says the greatest gift his recovery has given him is...
seeing the smile on my mom's face. You know, she is... she's everything to me.
And for Peterson, he says, you can't put a price on that. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.